Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday. Hope you're all ready for a great weekend, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whoever you're with. Have a great time. Stay safe. I'm excited for the fact that I'll be leaving for New Orleans on Sunday for a week at Radio Row, both Cheesehead TV and 97.3 The Game, doing content throughout the week leading up to the big contest between the Chiefs and the Eagles, which I could attend, but I'm probably not going to. I'm probably going to watch with my girlfriend and her family, but I am excited to be in New Orleans all throughout next week. If you're going to be in New Orleans, if you live in the area, if you're going to be there for the Super Bowl, let me know. I'm trying to gauge a little interest and see if maybe do a little Cheesehead TV Packers fan meetup while we're there throughout the week. But regardless, I will be doing Packers Daily all week long from Radio Row. It's going to be very exciting. And look, the Packers continue to make a little bit of news here and there, and whatever it is, we'll be covering it here at Cheesehead TV because that's what we do. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Never stops throughout the offseason. Going to be covering it all. And obviously the latest news, and I did a video about it earlier today, was Anthony Campanelli, the linebackers coach for the Packers, taking the job in Jacksonville to become Liam Cohen's defensive coordinator. Only seemed to be a matter of time before he was out the door. Had a number of interviews at four defensive coordinator positions last season. Certainly had a few more this season. Had other offers. Could have been the Penn State defensive coordinator. And apparently had the job in San Francisco before Robert Saleh returned to the fold out with the 49ers. So Campanelli, clearly on the rise, a very hot coaching candidate. Happy to have had him in the door for 1 year in Green Bay. But things move on. The Packers continue to build on their offensive and defensive staffs. We'll see how things shake out once Matt LaFleur and the Packers announce the entirety of their staff. I know Tom Silverstein reported that Sean Duggan, who came with Halfley from Boston College, will be moved into that linebacker coach role. But as far as the finalization of the staff, that remains to be seen. I suspect we'll probably see maybe a move or two yet as we move through the offseason. But good stuff coming up here at Cheesehead TV. Thanks to everybody for hanging out, talking Packers with us each and every day, because that's what we do, including today, where I see a bunch of people already mixing it up in the comments section. Before we get to your questions and comments, let's give a shout out to our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. Quick withdraws, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com and use code CHTV. Spend $5 on lineups, get $50 instantly. Prize Picks is available in 43 different states, most importantly, including Wisconsin. There's a link in the description of this video. Remember to use code CHTV. Hop on board, have some fun. It's a good time had by all, including everyone in the comments. How are you all? Steve, starting us off with a super chat. How are you, man? Cheers, Nags. Steve-O here, reluctantly looking forward to the big game this Sunday. Wait, it's next weekend? Son of a... Damn the offseason. Yeah, that's I don't mind the week break between the championship games and the Super Bowl. I know there was a stretch there where they eliminated it and they would have the Super Bowl immediately the week after. And I prefer the 2 week stretch. And I know this weekend is tough because it's that first full weekend without football, and you kind of sit there and go, oh, this is what the offseason's, you know, what I have in store for the next 6 months. That's a tough kind of, you know, splash of water to the face right there. But overall, I like it. I like kind of a recalibration and the week leading up in whatever host city you're going to. I like it. I don't mind it at all. Bunko starting us off with some topical stuff here that I know I've seen flying around online. How realistic is Sewell? I know the prevailing question has been, will the Packers possibly re-sign Rasul Douglas, who, it has to be said, is coming off a pretty disappointing season in Buffalo. That doesn't mean he couldn't help the Packers. In fact, I think he could, but I would be surprised. I would think the Packers would continue to build through the draft at that position. Maybe they look outside, but I do think that will probably be for a younger, more kind of early in his career, ascending type player. But I'm not going to say it's impossible. I'm not going to say there's no way that happens. I would be surprised, though. And look, that's no knock on Rasul. We all remember what he did when he came on board, getting poached off the Cardinals practice squad back in the day. Absolute lightning in a bottle. And I still think he was probably my favorite defensive player right up until the second he got traded away, a move that I didn't really appreciate then. And with hindsight, I probably don't appreciate it even more. But Brian Gutekunst made that call. He thought it was, important to make the switch and get that draft pick or the draft kind of swaps and go young at the position and then not draft anybody last year. Curious. Funny how that works out. And then they struggle at corner all season. I'm just saying. I'm not bitter about it at all. What do you mean? Joe, thanks to the Super Chat, man. Packers had three regular season games where both Quay and Walker and Edge Cooper played majority of snaps. Can't wait to see that duo more. Joe, I'm sure you remember here on Daily and on watch parties, I am 100% with you, man. I do want to see a good stretch of the two of them together because I do think it's going to be pretty electric. I don't doubt for a moment that what we saw from Quay Walker after the bye week, coupled with what we saw from Edgerrin Cooper, essentially anytime he was on the field last year, but certainly later in the season when he was getting the majority of snaps, you put those two together and you got a pretty dynamic duo. And I'm not sitting here saying they've arrived. Far from it. They got a lot of work to do, a lot of growth still to be had there, but man, that is a duo you can get really excited about. And I do think some of it will be dependent on the opponent that they're facing week to week as far as who is out there getting the majority of snaps in certain situational kind of instances. But for the most part, seeing the two of them together is going to be a lot of fun next season, I would think. Klaus, how are you, sir? Thanks for the Super Chat. Hey, Nag, sorry I've been busy. How much did the retired players thing end up with? And can we do anything to help Tom Grossi in his endeavor? I know Grossi's going for, what, is he going for 1 million subs? Pretty insane. I know he's doing a big stream coming up. I'm not sure of the date, but I would suspect just get on that stream, man, and shout it to the rooftops that people should subscribe. As far as the retired players, I'll actually be having an interview with one of the big wigs at the PFRPA while I'm down in New Orleans. And we'll most likely give you guys a wrap up on everything we've done both this season and plans we have going forward, because we're going to continue to partner with them. They do such important work for retired football players, National Football League guys who need the help, man. Lord knows, especially the guys who came, you know, pre-91, early 90s, anybody who played before that time really needs all the support they can get. But like I said, yes, we will be having a good conversation about it next week while I'm down in New Orleans. So make sure you look out for that. It'll be right here on the channel. Larry, that's a fun concept. They should add the cheerleaders to the Pro Bowl game. Maybe they play tackle football or at least make flag football more fun to watch. Yeah, I hear you, man. I know the complaints about the Pro Bowl will probably continue as long as, you know, there is a Pro Bowl. But it's never going back. It's never going to become what it was when I suspect you and I were growing up. You know, I remember being just insanely excited to see that Packers helmet out there, usually because it was James Lofton representing the Packers in the NFC side. And they played pretty damn good games of football. It was a lot of fun. It was exciting. But there just wasn't the kind of financial investment in these guys then the way there is now. It makes no sense for them to go out there and risk injury for a game that means absolutely nothing. You know, it's become big business. That's part of the deal. You know, I used to love watching the Pro Bowl when I was a kid, but now it's understandable that they don't have a football game, right? I mean, that's just common sense. Jeezy baby, how are you, man? On a scale of Bears really suck or the Bears suck the most in this universe, what are the chances we trade for Max Crosby? Random Packer, Earl Dotson. Good pull. I know that Pete Carroll had his intro presser the other day and Crosby was in attendance and people have kind of, you know, taken from those proceedings that, oh, he's probably off the table. I don't think that's entirely true. I think with a new GM in place, new owner in Brady, the idea of trying to reset your roster, well, one of the big ways you can do that is using whatever assets you have to create a lot more draft capital. And obviously, Crosby would go a long way in helping in that regard. I do think he probably stays with the Raiders, but I don't think it's impossible. And I do think the Packers will most likely call about it, have that conversation, as Brian has said many times, wants to be in every conversation. And I think that will be the case with Max Crosby. I'd be very surprised if something happened, though. Yeah, that would be a coup. I'd be excited about it, but it's just not something I think is too realistic. Klaus, thanks again, man. Grossi, the 16th. I'm looking forward to that talk and the continuing support. Thanks, man. And yes, the 16th of February. Grossi is essentially going to be live forever or until he gets to a million subscribers. So it's going to be fun to watch. And look, if you're not already, what are you doing? Subscribe to Tom Grossi's YouTube channel. My goodness, it is worth it. The content that man puts out is absolutely incredible. Nick Obot joining us on Twitch. What's up, man? Thanks for checking out the stream. Hope you're doing well. Good to see you at the meetup earlier this year. Thanks for stopping by and saying hello. Braden, thanks for the super chat, man. You and Billy need to visit the Bourbon Barber Chair. Get drunk and yell, go Pack, go. That's a great idea. I think we'll do that. Actually, literally right before I came on live here, I was talking to my girlfriend who is from New Orleans and is coming down for next weekend's festivities. We're going to hang out all next weekend. And we were talking about where we want to go and what we want to do. Man, New Orleans is going to be popping. It's going to be crazy wherever you go, which I'm excited about. I've been to New Orleans during a Super Bowl before, and it was a ton of fun. In fact, the first Super Bowl I ever covered was in New Orleans. So I'm excited to get back. But yeah, Bourbon Barber Chair, that's a good call. That'll be a lot of fun. Big A. AJ Hawk for Packers linebackers coach. Yeah, I'm thinking probably not. Do you think AJ wants to give up sitting in his house in front of his bookshelf, talking on the Pat McAfee show every day, being able to just, you know, be done with work and chill out and like go out in the next room and his family is there, or move back to Green Bay and live a coach's life where he's working 12, 14 hours a day on the road all the time away from his family? I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon. And that's not to denigrate AJ. I'm like, look, I think if he were amiable to it, I think he'd make probably make a pretty damn good coach. But man, come on. Why would anyone choose that life given what AJ's already built for his post-playing career right now? I can't see him reversing course. Absolutely not. That Al was a good follow-up, though. Who was the best Packers' best inside linebacker player in the last 20 years? Edgerrin Cooper. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Although he is on pace to be pretty damn good and probably in that conversation. I mean, AJ's in that conversation as being one of the most productive, along with Martinez, right? I got to say it's Desmond Bishop. That's my vote. It's always been my vote. Whenever this kind of gets brought up, there's certainly a case to be made for Clay Matthews when he kicked inside. But we all know that wasn't his natural position, and it's not something he really relished and wanted to do. If you're talking about pure inside backers, give me Desmond Bishop. And that was prior to the injury, of course, robbed him of some of his explosiveness afterwards. But I think Bishop was, you know, one of those guys. And I remember specifically how frustrating it was as a fan base. We all saw glimpses early on in his career, and I don't think he had the ceiling that Edgerrin Cooper has, but we could see like how exciting he was and how productive he could be. And he just couldn't get playing time. And then injuries happened in front of him. He got on the field on a regular basis, and lo and behold, he was really productive and really fucking good and helped him win the Super Bowl, you know? But yeah, to me, I'm always going to say Desmond Bishop. I do think AJ is probably, like I said, 1A in that regard, but give me Bishop. That's my guy. Tulio, Oren Burks, Packers legend. Joe, now we got Ty Summers name check. Big Al says Nick Barnett. I love Barnett, man. Barnett was awesome. But I would probably go with Desmond Bishop. Cheesy baby. Oh no, this is unfortunate. Better post-career AJ Hawk or Blake Martinez? Have you read the headlines anytime lately? Yeah, I'm going with AJ Hawk on that one. Oh man, that's tough. Have I seen the free agent cornerback list? If so, who do you think Goot will go after? Funko, you know what I'm going to say, because I say it all the time. You got to wait and see who gets re-signed, who gets tagged. I do think I've seen a couple of guys out there name checked, and there's some possibilities, but the one I do want to kind of shut down is DJ Reed. I keep seeing that as a possible signing by Green Bay, and I would be absolutely shocked. I'm not going to say it'll never happen, because God knows the moment you say that, it happens. But I mean, he's a smaller dude, and the Packers do prefer their bigger corners. I think the kind of the league is going that way. And that's not to say maybe they bring him in as a specialized slot guy, but even that I don't see, just because of the ways they want to be multiple. That's one that I would maybe not cross off the list, but I would get the pen ready on that one. This is a good question, Michael. Goody says there's urgency. Will he draft someone in the first round that can start day one? Excellent question. Although, Michael, I will say, I think he did last year. Now, it's not a sexy position. It's not a skill position, guys, so people don't really count it for whatever reason. I know he was injured throughout camp, which is why he didn't play as much as we had all hoped he would early in the year. But he certainly was ready and on his way to start week one at guard until he got hurt. Just a reminder. I know no one cares about the offensive line until they're getting run over in Philadelphia in a playoff game. But he did last year. That said, to your point, does that urgency perhaps inform his selection? Possibly. It all depends on how the board falls. I would suspect if there's a really talented, somewhat raw prospect sitting there at 23 at a position that they consider a premium, whether it's tackle, corner, edge rusher, that maybe isn't a guy they project can come in and start right away, but they like his makeup and they think he'd be a really good investment long term. Would they not make that selection because they have to have some urgency? I doubt it. But we'll see, man. Like, look, I've talked about this a lot throughout this season and off season already. Goody surprised me a number of times this year, doing things I didn't think he would do. So I'm not putting anything in the kind of impossible bin. I do think there's a chance we see a bit of a surprise in the first round this year, but I'm just not holding my breath there. Oh, I like it. I like you guys. Z Reunion. Could you imagine, Rob? That would be hilarious. Let me just put this out there. I am not one, as I just discussed, to ever say that things will never happen, because the universe has a way of making sure they happen once you say that. Za'Darius Smith will never be a member of the Green Bay Packers again. I'll say that. There you go. Oh, yes, Tulio. Come on, now you're speaking my language. We got to bring back a playoff game or two to Lambeau ASAP. 1,000,000,000% yes. And I hear everyone talking about, the loss to the Bucs in the NFC Championship game, or the loss to the 49ers the year after, and how frustrating it is, and it doesn't mean you win automatically. Of course it doesn't. But I much prefer playing at Lambeau Field than anywhere else on earth in the playoffs, for a million different reasons, especially on offense, where you can control the flow of the game a hell of a lot better than you can on the road in whatever environment you're having to deal with. Please, yes, I want playoff games back at Lambeau Field, 1,000,000,000%. I like this. Complicated fella. How about Goody go out and make the board fall his way? Trade up. People trade up in front of them all the time. Eagles, Dejean. The Dejean thing is always hilarious to me. I mean, you know, if people talk about derangement syndrome, I think some Packers fans have Dejean derangement syndrome. I mean, okay, so they didn't draft him in round one, and the Eagles went and got him when they did, right? The Packers also got Javon Bullard and Evan Williams, and oh, by the way, took a long-term prospect in Jordan Morgan in the first round rather than Dejean, who, again, got hurt. That doesn't mean he was a bad pick. In fact, he was slated to become a starter until he got the shoulder injury. So to me, I'm fine. Oh, I'm sorry. did the Packers really miss out on Cooper DeJean's zero interceptions this year? Wow. And also, what scheme was he playing in? Oh, that's right. He's zone-based scheme with a lot of cover two action behind him, a lot of safety help. Like, was he playing in the same scheme that he would have been playing in the Packers? Like, look, I'm not trying to take anything away from Cooper DeJean because I think he's a really fucking good player. And I wanted him at the Packers' first-round pick last year. I was hoping it would happen, and it didn't. But I'm very happy with the guys they selected. Evan Williams is a great, great selection later in the draft who can do whatever you're asking Cooper DeJean to do. But no one seems to, like, draw that line. It's all, oh, they didn't draft Cooper DeJean. No, but they drafted two other secondary players and an offensive lineman instead. Was that a bad thing? This just kind of mystifies me. Amy, how are you? Have the Packers ever let a player go and sign them back years later? Yes. As a matter of fact, a couple of them. The biggest example is probably James Jones. James Jones went out, played elsewhere, and then came back and led the league in touchdown receptions. So, yes, it has happened before. It's not a common occurrence, but Ted in particular did it a few times. But it's not something that I would bank on. Obviously, this has been talked about a lot lately because of Rasul, but yeah, it's happened. It's happened before. Tulio, we got a better Cooper. Yeah, there you go. Got a better Cooper. I like that. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. I will talk to you from New Orleans in a couple days. In the meantime, please have a good weekend. Be safe. Have fun. And I'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.